park antlerless elk hunting season. Going back a little history on this again, we had multiple discussions the last 2 years about elk harvest within Custer State Park, in particular in that way southern end, in that R&D pasture. Again, the map on page number 2 gives you an idea of where that unit is, where antlerless elk hunting was occurring. So there was two primary reasons for us that we brought forward recommendations to you, which you implemented as for in terms of the antlerless elk harvest was, again, based on the number of elk we had congregated there on the southern end. And two primary reasons why we were looking at additional harvest down there was, number one, from the CWD perspective and having a better idea what that prevalence rate might have been down there. And number two, concerns of what that impact it was having on the forage based down there just because of the congregation of those animals. Then again, as we all remember, the incredible fire that came through Legion Lake Fire, and it went through a big part of that area. Our elk have been more dispersed and distributed. We don't have the elk congregated down there right now. Last year during the antlerless elk hunting season, when the first group went out, there were very few elk actually seen by the hunters that went out there. We regrouped and made some adjustments and actually started offering up the opportunity for voluntary turn-in and refunds and reinstatement of preference points to our hunters just because the elk were not there. And most of our hunters did take advantage of that opportunity. Remember, there were 6 units at 10 licenses per piece, so that would have been 60 total licenses. And we only actually harvested a couple of animals just because the vast majority went down, witnessed, and understood there wouldn't be the opportunity and turned in those licenses. So based on where we're at right now, there are elk down there. We're starting to see some numbers rebound, but they're not nearly where they were. And from a CWD perspective, we're taking a different approach than what we originally anticipated doing. We know CWD is there, and what we're continue to focus on with our action plan is to determine where it might be, where we think it's most logical that it would be right now that we don't know. And until we figure out the true management strategy to reduce that prevalence of CWD, it is our belief that it is not necessary to continue with these antlerless licenses, and actually that's why we brought forward the recommendation to close the season and actually go in the direction to actually increase elk under our elk management plan in Custer State Park. So hence, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, that's why you have your proposal in front of you. Again, bottom line would be to close the antlerless harvest in Custer State Park. No impact on the any elk or the bull licenses that still occur there. This is just for antlerless harvest. And with that, we try to entertain any questions and ask for your approval.
Yes, go ahead.
Would people still be able to, Commissioner Olson here, would people still be able to apply for preference points even though we're not going to have a draw?
Mr. Chairman, I might have to phone a friend. I'm trying to think how we've done it in the past. If a season is closed, I don't believe that we allow accumulation of preference. The individuals that have preference points right now, those numbers would just stay there at that level. I believe that is how we'd move forward.
Any other questions, comments, motions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 18 passes.
Item 19, Mr. Chairman, again, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division here, is the